And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, a couple of folks from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, director Caleb Etcher and board member Cindy Gibson, here to talk about this Sunday's Steampunk Gala fundraiser. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Melissa.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is happening this Sunday at the old Sitka Dock Passenger Building. Kayla, tell us a bit about what this event's going to look like.
It's a fundraiser that we've started doing annually in the spring and kind of a fun addition to our, you know, our annual calendar. And it's our biggest single fundraiser of the year at this point because we've added auction components to the concert and the dinner. And so it's a whole evening extravaganza. We have the Matt Herskowitz Trio coming back. They were here this summer and really, I think I can speak from, you know, reading the vibe of the audience really kind of blew everybody's mind this summer. I mean, there were authentic standing ovations where people couldn't help but leap to their feet at the end of their performances. They have a kind of a jet. They do cross-platform. And so all three of the members of the trio were classically trained at the Juilliard School, but have this amazing ability to layer jazz and world beat and, you know, kind of all sorts of other types of music on top of classical masterworks. So we'll hear, you know, the beginnings of Bach and Chopin, and then they'll take it to an entirely different place with some improv. We have a dinner being catered by Beth Short Rhodes, and that'll be, you know, a wonderful, as always, with her delicious food, wine for folks who enjoy that, and a really great lineup of silent auction items and some exciting live auction items that we can maybe talk about as well.
So a full evening, and it's at the old Sitka Dock Passenger Building.
I'm excited about that.
Talk about where that is and what that's, what's the ambience going to be like? Cindy Gibson, you're sort of the ambience person.
Why, thank you. Yes, yeah, so we, of course, don't have the option of having anything in the Centennial Hall this year. And so in looking around town, we were looking for something unique and different. And the McGraw building out at Old Sitka Docks, which is out there by the ferry terminal where the McGraws have their deep water dock and boat yard. And they have a large building that's very industrial feeling. And they use that building in the summer to host their guests. And in the winter, they were storing boats in there. So they're moving their boats out for us, and we're going to be moving in a whole bunch of cool art and steampunk and really going to transform the space. And we got inspired by the trio and their fusion of music and thinking about what kind of art uses sort of fusion. And steampunk, for those of you who've never heard of it, is a kind of a turn of the century, Victorian era meets industrial age art genre slash, you know, creation. And you can Google it, or if you've ever seen Sherlock Holmes with the Robert Downey Jr., that's kind of that vibe right there. And so we're really excited about bringing sort of this edgy, new, antique, vintage vibe to the to that space and just making it magical, transforming the whole space. So you just feel like you're not even in Sitka.
You've been doing quite a bit of art around steampunk. Is that going to be incorporated?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So everything, we're doing some large murals. Kaya Elstead is helping me do some very big murals. We're going to have one of those lantern fish, and he's being driven by a raven, and he's got a lantern on, like a literal lantern on his head, and there's going to be all kinds of underwater critters that are very steampunked. We've got a, even we steampunked Mount Edgecombe in the mural.
Steampunked. And, so this is a verb. You can actually steampunk things.
Yeah, apparently. I don't know if I just made that up or what, but absolutely. So instead of a traditional, you know, Mount Edgecombe made with dirt in the painting, we just made it out of metal. But you can definitely tell it looks like Mount Edgecombe. And same with the fish and the other critters that we're painting and doing murals around.
You brought a little steampunk critter here to the studio.
So it's kind of the creepier the better in some sort of venues with steampunk. And so they use a lot of bugs and dead things. And so I brought a spider that I just wrapped in wire and glued a light bulb onto. And he looks really cool. I'll probably put him up by the piano for the artist to enjoy.
So this is an entire package. So the synthesis and transformation that the trio represent, is also going to be seen in how you transform, the music festival transforms this right. space, which is a new and interesting space to use as a venue.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity to speak briefly with Matt Herskowitz this morning about the lineup. So as you mentioned, Kayla, Bach and Chopin programs, there are going to be three sets, as I understand it, the Bach and the Chopin, which they're performing today in Spokane, right before they head up here to Sitka. Also, some of Matt's original arrangements, arranged for Jazz Trio, and then some original compositions that they did not perform in the main space at the Sitka Summer Music Festival this past summer. So cool. Some old things, some new things. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about how this fundraiser fits into the whole pantheon at Sitka Summer Music Festival. Why is it important? How are the funds used?
Well, I think this type of fundraiser got started by me because I went to the Summer Music Festival. I went to the traditional concerts where everyone sits in rows and enjoys the concert, and that's wonderful. And then we had the other end of the spectrum that was very casual, and I went to a Larkspur concert where people were crowded in there, but I really enjoyed that concert because we got to eat and drink while we listened to the music. However, it was, you know, two ends of the spectrum, and I wanted to marry the two where we could have really a great venue and a nice place to enjoy the music without background noise, or not a lot of background noise, but still really be able to enjoy a nice meal and drinks and time with friends, you know, just relaxing and soaking it all in. And that's kind of the whole idea for this type of fundraiser. And then, of course, as any nonprofit will tell you, we're always looking to raise funds in unique and interesting ways that kind of bring our mission to the table and help further our mission, sharing classical music with people in Alaska, and also then benefiting ourselves through raising money.
So the auction, can you share a few of the items with us?
Yeah, there's quite an exciting selection of them, but I would say the ones that we're going to put up for live auction are a flight seeing trip and dinner for two at Dove Island Lodge. So thanks to Dove Island for contributing that. Don Lehman has a beautiful house out on Whale Island and is a gourmet chef and has offered dinner for four at his house with the Cypress String Quartet this June, and they'll perform a Beethoven quartet as part of the evening out there. So that whole evening is one of the auction items. And
that's going to be one of their last quartet, one of their last performances.
Yeah, as a sidebar. So the Cypress String Quartet is going to be here in Sitka for 2 weeks this summer, and they're actually disbanding at the end of June. So their time in Sitka is a bit of a swan song for them. And they have now recorded all 16 of the Beethoven string quartets. And one of the things that we're working on scheduling is having them perform all of 16 of those quartets during their 2 weeks here in Sitka in some capacity. Right. So the dinner at Don Lehman's house will be one of those performances. We have a board member that has a cabin in Girdwood that she has donated for a week ski trip up to Girdwood. And then there's there's a pie of the month from Dan Jones, and there's a Thai dinner and cooking lesson and
a breakfast sort of brunch on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of a Middle Earth brunch.
Yeah, so
on the
a
beach.
Lot of experiences. there are some art items and things as well, but a lot of experiential types of items, which is kind of fun. And we're doing a raise the paddle kind of auction as well to help us redo, like purchase all new linens for Stevenson Hall, so that we have good comfortable places for our guests to stay this summer and the ability to, you know, turn those over and keep everything fresh. So that will also be part of the auction experience this Sunday.
Well, so the what's and the where's again while mm-hmm. we wrap up this interview.
So this is Wine and Music with Friends. It's this Sunday, the 28th of February, starting at 5 p.m. And we're doing it out at the Old Sitka Dock, which is at 4513 Halibut Point Road, and thanks to the McGraws for donating that space for our use for this weekend. Tickets are on sale at Old Harbor Books or through our website, sitkamusicfestival.org. And
the tickets include a dinner, yeah. which is going to be a lamb pie We're going to have some vegetables, a mac and cheese with crab, a nice hot soup. So lots to
eat. Shortbread cookies.
Shortbread cookies, yes, thank you. And two glasses of wine.
And the concert by these world-class artists. And just the atmosphere and the opportunity to be part of this steampunk environment for an evening.
Okay. And we could still use a few volunteers. So call us or contact the music festival and we'll get you signed up.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Kayla Betcher, director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival, and board member Cindy Gibson.